Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here's your weekly weather for today. Monday and Tuesday we can expect a light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 8. Thursday and Friday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 9. That's it for weather, I'll update you more next week.
Hello, this is Jasper with the weekly news. In just 6 months, more than 600 boxes of bread, pastries, fruit and vegetables have been diverted from waste and transformed into hundreds of meals for people on the Isle of Wight. A project launched by the Co-op supermarket in Freshwater and the Isle of Wight's Real Junk Food Project has made a significant difference to the local community. Project organiser Faith Stickland said food donations has been turned into hundreds of free course meals, filled dozens of lunchboxes and supported struggling families by the Isle of Wight Food Bank. Store manager Neil Riley and his team have been exceptional, as has Sally from the West Wight Time Bank, who initiated Meet and Eat cook-ups and covers the costs. Plans to build the Isle of Wight's only ice rink have been recommended for refusal by council planners. The island has not had an ice rink since Ride Arena closed in 2016. The proposed £3 million multi-sports centre next to Smallbrook Stadium would also include tennis courts, a climbing wall and facilities for netball, basketball and badminton. Sport England has objected to the plan, which is said would result in a significant loss of a playing field. Ride Arena on a separate site has remained mothballed since it was shut by leaseholder owner AEW UK over its tenants' rent arrears. The Isle of Wight Council's planning committee is due to decide on an application on 17th of December. Isle of Wight tourism businesses have been recognised for their excellence at the South's Tourism Oscars. Working with Tourism South East, the Beautiful South Awards recognise the very top in the tourism industry, working with experts in their fields, judging the best of the best. 3 gold awards, 2 silver awards, 3 bronze awards and 2 commendations went to Isle of Wight businesses across a range of tourism related activities. Laurie Middleton from Hover Travel picked up the gold award for customer service. The gold award for the small visitor attraction of the year went to Isle of Wight's Monkey Haven, and Tom's Eco Lodge near Yarmouth on the Isle of Wight took home the gold award for the second year running in the Glamping and Alternative Camping Awards. And finally, Sight for Wight's Christmas Short Story Awards were held at a packed Riverside Centre this week. More than 50 stories have been submitted in 3 categories, under 12, 12 to 17 and 18 plus. Prizes in the 2 categories were presented by actor Melvin Hayes, and those in the 18 plus category were presented by Joya Mingela Giddens. Entertainment included the Medina Community Choir and Island Magician Huxley. For winners were under 12, Ben Fry with his story Christmas Joy, 12 to 17 Ella Brea with The Sound of Christmas, and the 18 plus winner was Roy Perry with his Silent Night story. All the winning stories were recorded by Melvin Hayes, Adana Mingela, Kate Weston and Michael Maloney. In addition, Adam Kirby, 6, with his Christmas present story, got a special mention and was recorded by Melvin Hayes, as well as the highly commended 18 plus entry In the Blink of an Eye by Marguerite Howick, which was recorded by Adana Mingela. All the recorded winning stories will be broadcast on Vectis Radio over Christmas period. That's it, and I'm Jasper Haig, so tall.
Hello, and welcome to James's favourite film. Today, I will be reviewing Frozen 2. In Frozen 2, it sets off 3 years after the previous Frozen. Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, and Sven and Olaf are having lots of fun together. However, Elsa starts hearing a strange voice calling her. Then, Elsa accidentally awakens the four elemental spirits that sealed off the neighbouring forest country of Mythaldra when Anna and Elsa's father was still young. Together, they need to journey to the forest, find out more about Elsa's powers, and save Arendelle from destruction. Frozen 2 is good for all ages, and will not disappoint people who are wanting a good sequel. That's all for now. This is James's favourite film.
Hello, I'm Ophelia Hedgotso-Tor, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Tori Kelly, who's a singer-songwriter. Number 2, Vanessa Hudgens, who's an American actress. Number 3, Sophie Monk, who's a singer. Number 4, Annie Marie, who's an actress. Number 5, Tony Nathan, who's a football player. I'll tell you how old they are in a minute. Bye for now.
Yo, Dylan here, and I'm going to be doing your random facts for this week. First up, the paint used on Buckingham Palace and the White House are both made by the same German company. Dogs can actually understand some English if you think we trained them to understand it. The first iPhone was not made by Apple. The US almost went to war with Canada over a pig. There is an immortal jellyfish, otherwise known as the Turritopsis dorni, something like that. Latin names, yay. The brain capacity of the Amazon River dolphin is 20% larger than a human's. Trees were not always biodegradable. I've been Dylan, you've been listening.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. I hope you're sitting comfortably, because this week's word is inglenook. It means a space or either side of a large fireplace. It comes from the late 18th century Scottish word ingle, which means light or fire. It's kind of like angel, isn't it? Well, that's it for my obscure word of the week, and join me next week.
I'm Ophelia, and do you remember when I told you some famous birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages. First is Tori Kelly, who's 26 years of age. Next is Vanessa Hudgens, who is 30 years of age. Next is Sophie Monk, who is 39 years of age. Next is Annie Marie, who is 69 years of age. And finally, Tony Nathan, who was age 62. That's it. I have more famous birthdays for you next week. Bye for now.
Here are the events for Monday, December the 16th. Whippingham Short Map Bowls is at Whippingham Village Hall from 1:45 to 5 p.m. Mr. Baker's Dozen Carol Singing around Newport from 7:45 p.m. at the Castle Inn, then 8:45 p.m. at the George Inn, and then 9:30 p.m. at the Wheatsheaf. And then, after all that, 10 p.m. at the Prince of Wales. Times are approximate. And then Cow's Concert Brass Band is at Newport Methodist Church from 8 p.m. and Dementia-Friendly Christmas Praise is at Newport Congregational Church from 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So I'm Maggie, and that was your events for Monday the 16th.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the events for Tuesday, December the 17th. First is Driftwood Dancing Club at Freshwater Parish Hall. For times, call Caroline on 752398. That's 752398. Next is circuit training at Nilston Primary School at 6:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Braden Community Choir at St Mary's Church Hall, Braden, 7:15 to 8:45 p.m. Tap dancing at Arrington
Hall from 11 a.m. till 12:15 p.m. And that's all for the events that are happening on Tuesday. Bye for now.
Yo, I'm Dylan, and I'm going to be giving you the events for Wednesday, December the 18th of the 2019. Yes, events. So, first event I've got for you is the Sounds Lively, which is happening every week at the Unitarian Church in Newport at 12:30 p.m. Then the Tea Dance, happening every week at Aspire Ride, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Cow's Men in Sheds, happening each week, 25 to 26 Somerton Industrial Park in Cowes, open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And last but not least, we've got the Veterans Outreach Support Drop-In at the Riverside Centre in Newport, where we are.
Hello, this is Jasper with events for Thursday, 19th of December. First is Improve a Latin and Ballroom Dance Class at the Riverside Centre in Newport, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. every week. Bazaar, Bembridge Village Hall, 9 a.m. to 12 noon every week. Braden Men in Sheds, Braden Youth Club, 10 a.m. to 12 noon every week. And finally, Waverley Folk Night Christmas Party at Waverley in Newport, 8 p.m.
Hello, this is James from Vectis Radio, and here are some of the events for Friday the 20th of December 2019. First up, we have St. Lawrence Art Group Workshop at the Old Church Hall in St. Lawrence, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Santa Special at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway in Haven Street all day long. Then we have the South Wight District Spasm Band at Spyglass Inn in Ventnor at 8 p.m. and Christmas Puppet Pub Quiz at Ventnor Exchange at 8 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thanks for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.